All you need to know about Islam is, besides it is a false ideology, it is focused on two things, okay? Quran and Muhammad. Quran and Muhammad, versus Christians are focused on Lord Jesus Christ and his word. Islam wouldn't be exist without authority of Christians, as well as with the authority and the permission of the Christian scripture. If Muhammad is a prophet, he's supposed to be in the Bible. If Quran is the word of Allah, it's supposed to confirm what Bible says. Without Bible, Islam wouldn't be exist. Therefore, today we hear Dawa people would use the Christian scripture to make their case for Islam. Without Bible and without the permission of the Christians, Islam wouldn't be exist. Quran claims it came to confirm the message of the Bible. And Quran claims Muhammad is prophesied in the Bible as a prophet. Therefore, Islam wouldn't be exist with the permission of Christian scripture and Christians. For everyone to be Muslim, they must believe in the Bible, but not the verses people pick and choose, but the verses which tells the work of Lord Jesus Christ from Genesis to Revelation. I cannot be Christian without death and resurrection of Jesus. Agree? Okay. I cannot be Christian if I do not believe in Trinity, believing in one God, three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. I cannot be Christian without believing Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God who laid his life down on the cross for mankind. Islam comes and then comments all those 3 points. Islam says, actually, do not say three. You heard. It says, church said three, but Jesus said one. That's what Muslim Dawah people would say. Islam goes against the Bible for the teaching of Trinity. I believe in Trinity because Bible forces me to believe in Trinity. Islam comes and then says, actually, God doesn't have a son. The reason God doesn't have a son, because God doesn't have a wife. Sometimes you might say, I cannot do much if Allah is not handsome enough to have a wife. But that will be a different topic. Islam says Jesus cannot be God because God cannot eat, yet Jesus ate food. And in the Bible, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Yes, he ate food, but he also said, I am the bread of life. I cannot be Christian if I believe Jesus never died and never resurrected. Islam steps in and then says, guys, By the way, one verse out of 6,200 verses tells me Jesus never crucified, he never died. But in somehow, Allah took Jesus to himself, and Jesus is with Allah himself. There is no one else is alive and with Allah, yet Jesus is with Allah since 33 AD. That's very, very long. We might be asking what they are up to up there. But they are together. So, Islam comes and then teach everything which goes against Christian doctrine. Only common thing between Islam and Christianity is there is hell. And we even differ what kind of hell is this. But we believe there is hell and there is day of judgment, therefore. So, Islam comes and teaches everything against Christian doctrine. Also, Dawa propagandist was expressing that Christians are worshipping the creation, which goes against the teachings of the Bible. I worship God, man, Lord Jesus Christ. But also, I want to ask, what do Muslim worships? Because without the Quran and without Muhammad, Islam cannot be exist. Why is so? For someone to become a Muslim, anyone knows what you need to say. Where is the ex-Muslim brother? What do you need to say to become a Muslim? Can I be Muslim if I say I believe in Allah? Okay. Would Muslims identify me as a Muslim if I say Allah is God, that's it? Okay, that's a different topic. Muhammad never said the Shahada. I cannot be Muslim if I say Allah is God alone. I have to say and I have to put Muhammad for me to be Muslim. There is no God but Allah and Muhammad is messenger. Without Muhammad, I cannot be Muslim. Therefore, Islam is based on Muhammad as well as the teachings of the Quran. And sad thing is, if I say that in English, I'm still not Muslim. Language Allah uses is Arabic, and I have to say that in Arabic. It doesn't matter you know Arabic or not, but if you want to become a Muslim, you need to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Abdun Rasulullah, which, like, that's the summary of in English, there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is messenger. Does anyone have any problem as you become a Muslim, you need to say something Arabic which the language you don't understand? Would you have a problem with that? Yes? Then all Muslims have a problem, or everyone who cannot speak have a problem. Because the Quran is written in Arabic, only for Arabs. And as you pray 5 times a day, as you that has to be in Arabic. So if you don't know Arabic, how you are gonna worship Allah? You have to pray 5 times a day, and you have to recite certain surahs 17 times, but you don't even know what you are saying. And Allah doesn't take that in English, it has to be in Arabic. Islam teaches that Muslim must worship Allah alone. But when we look at the reality, actually reality is very bad. Muslim must obey Allah as well as they obey Muhammad. Without any judgment, they must submit to Muhammad. It's not they look up to Muhammad, but they must submit to Muhammad. Muslims would pray to Muhammad. Praying is the essence of the worship, yet Muslims would pray to Muhammad. Muslims, as they travel to Hajj, to Mecca, and then they would walk around the Kaaba once a year in a big congregation, they would try to kiss something called black stone, which is symbolizing of the sins of mankind. In the beginning, it was white, and then it turned to black because Adam sinned. Muslims would go and kiss that. There is nothing wrong kissing things. You would kiss your husband, you would kiss your kid. But they would kiss the black stone in the intention that one day on the day of judgment, black stone is going to intercede for them. How can a stone intercede for someone? For stone to intercede for mankind, stone must have the attributes of Allah. All-knowing, all-powerful, all-present. It needs to remember who kissed that stone in 650 as well as 2020, because it's going to testify for it. So they do worship more than Allah. Muslims must recite the Quran and unable to pray according to the Quran. Okay? Reason for that is Quran is the eternal word of Allah. According to Christian scripture, Jesus is the eternal word of God, who took up human nature, came and dwelled among us. According to Islam, Quran is the eternal word of Allah, become a book. And that book is going to intercede for its reciters on the day of judgment. That book is going to say, that person recited me. For Quran to be able to intercede for someone, Quran must have the attributes of Allah. So we have Allah, we have Muhammad, we have Black Stone, we have Quran, whom does the same thing which Allah does. So it doesn't look like at all worshipping one God alone. Okay? Also, we have Muhammad. Muslims cannot be Muslim without Muhammad. Islam cannot be exist without Muhammad. Muhammad is the man who is example to whole mankind, and he was sent mercy to the world. Okay? Put your hand up if you are over 50 in this room. 50, 50. Okay, we have 50. We have people who are over 50. Okay? Anyone who has got a child under 10. Anyone has child under 10? Yeah, we've got a brother who's got child under 10. Brother, can you stand up for me? If I come to you, okay, can I have 150 over stand up? Okay, if I come to you and then I say, I am looking wife for my brother, can he marry with your daughter?
Can he marry my daughter?
Yeah.
Probably not, she's 5 months, so. Absolutely not. No chance. No chance.
No, I think he's handsome. I think he can look after your daughter.
Yeah, maybe 20 years time when she's ready to marry, but that's not now.
Okay. So we have a problem. We have a problem when we want our kids to marry with someone who is over 50. Muhammad had zero problem as a 54 years old man to marry a child who was only 6 years old. It's not only Muhammad married with 6 years old child. Allah stepped in and then said, actually, you can divorce those who are yet to reach their periods. You can marry with someone and then you can even divorce them before they reach their periods. Not only Muhammad had a child bride, but also Allah tells in the Quran, you can marry with kids. And this is the man whom supposed to be example to all mankind. Man whom supposed to be example to all mankind also doesn't talk very nice things about people who has color, whose skin color is different than you. Man who's supposed to be example to whole mankind buys and sells people. Man who's supposed to be example to whole mankind marries his daughter-in-law by breaking the marriage. And we can extend that list pretty long. But that is the man today 1.84 billion Muslims are following alongside of Allah. Define what?
Explained all of those characteristics, which nobody, I presume, in this building thinks are beautiful, lovely, endearing, following behaviors to have as a human being. So how do they defend?
So the question is, Tom Buddard, that the characteristic I show it to told you about Muhammad is not very good. How do Muslim defend it? Oh, well, Quran says Muhammad is wonderful pattern to follow. Therefore, there is nothing wrong to marry with a child. There is nothing wrong to marry with daughter-in-law because he's a good guy. That can be one of way. Other way can be it was acceptable in 7th century, therefore Muhammad followed. Another one can be Muhammad wanted to build bridge and relationships with others, therefore he did it. Other one can be, you are lying, Muhammad never did that. So there are lots of ways. And there are some Muslims who do have a problem with that, and then they would simply deny the Islamic tradition. But when they deny the Islamic tradition, they cannot be Muslim because without Muhammad, and without Quran, they cannot be Muslim. So there are lots of things about Islam up there, but essentials for us as a Christian to remember, while Islam is an ideology which 1.84 billion of people who are made in God's own image and whom the Word of God died for, they need really Word of God. They really, really need Lord Jesus Christ, not only because they are kissing the black stones or not only because Muhammad's life is not good, but because they are not promised eternal life. And we want them to have eternal life. Therefore, we give them the one who says, I give you eternal life, Lord Jesus Christ. My time is up in here. So if anyone has any questions, I can answer them. Where is my ex-Muslim brother? So one of the things with the Muslims, even though they are like human beings like us, they are usually not good with the timings. This is the example.
In it.
He said he was Muslim for a whole 3 years.
I'm still a gang member, I'm joking. Just to point out, everything that Hatton has mentioned today, she actually does go into and talks to Imam about all of these things, right?
Yeah.
Everything that she said. So one of the interesting questions that I have for you that came on Slido is right there. Oh, no, that's not the one I want to talk about. Those questions are still going to be answered, but this one is mainly for you. So the person says, what are the different types of Islam? Is there a type of Islam where people only follow Allah and not Muhammad? Answer that one.
So what are the different types of Islam? Actually, there is only one Islam, which is following the Quran and Muhammad. There is no any other way of Islam. But there are different Muslims. So we do have Muslims who would get disturbed by the actions of Muhammad, and then they want to throw every customs of Muhammad, and then they would identify themselves as Quran-only Muslims. They just follow what Quran says. But theologically, they cannot be Muslim without Muhammad. They need it. And then we do have Sunni Muslims, which is approximately 95% of the world. 95% of the Muslim world. And then also we have Shia Muslims. They differ regarding actually who was supposed to be the first leader. And today they still fight about it. And then we do have Ahmadiyya Muslims. They are kind of so nice and peaceful, you know. And they are being persecuted in Pakistan because by other Muslims they are identified as cults. Islam teaches Muhammad is the last prophet and last messenger. Ahmadiyya says, no, actually in 1800s we have a man called Messiah whose their name is as the Mahdi, came, therefore we follow him. So there are different Muslims, but there is only one Islam. Islam is based on Quran and Muhammad.
Thank you very much. Another question that came in says, what is the biggest weakness of Islam and what one question would you ask a Muslim if you just had 3 minutes with them?
3 minutes is too long. So Islam overall, it's very, very weak ideology. Therefore, they would attack what you believe because they cannot defend what they believe. Islam based on the Quran and Muhammad. Therefore, within 2 minutes conversation, I would critique Quran and the character of Muhammad. There are lots of things very disturbing about Muhammad, and then lots of things is very disturbing about Quran. I would question from that because as I engage with Muslims, I want to critique Islam, not the Muslims. Therefore, I keep them accountable to the Quran and to do the actions of Muhammad. Still, Muslims have no answer why Muhammad, as a 54 years old man, had a sex with a child, which is very ugly by itself.
Thank you very much. Another one says, why not just show Muslims love instead of criticizing the Quran and Muhammad? Are we not just to live together? How would you answer this from people in church?
Is there anyone in this? John, how are you? Do you love Sarah? You have
Sarah is his wife, by the way.
Okay. Do you love your wife?
What's that?
Do you love your wife?
I do.
If you saw she did something wrong, let's say she killed someone, would you say, well done for what you've done, or would you say there was something wrong what you've done?
I would tell her she's wrong, but I would still love her.
Okay. So, people are very, very different, okay? We love them enough, we tell them the truth. I love Muslims enough to challenge their eternity. For me to challenge their eternity, I need to question what they believe. I can be friends with Muslims. We can go to shoppings. We can buy lots of things. But if I don't tell them, actually one day when I die, I'm going to spend eternity with God. And I know you are not going to be there because you don't have Jesus. That means I never loved her enough. On the day of judgment, when we both stand in front of Holy God, she might turn up to me and then say, you knew I'm going to go to hell, and you never bothered to tell me. We love them enough, therefore we question what they believe. In the intention, we want them to spend eternity with God. That's our intention. And yes, we can live along with everyone. I'm very peaceful. As soon as you don't have kids, as soon as you don't have cats, I'm very peaceful. But are the other people are peaceful and they want to live with me? Islam doesn't give right to Muslims to come and live alongside of people of the other faiths. Those of you who did little bit history, you would know Ottoman Empire was doing that. They were trying to live as a Muslim nation. They were trying to live alongside of non-Muslim nation. How? So you want to chop their head off? You want to make them to pay lots of money if they want to live alongside of you? It's not, oh, let's have hot chocolate together, but there are the consequences for Muslims to live alongside of the people of the other faith. I'm quite happy to share life with them, but Islam doesn't give right to Muslims to come and live alongside it. There is one of the politicians said, some of you might disagree or agree, Islam is not there to live alongside, but it is there to invade. As you look at the tradition of Islam, you might come to that conclusion, but today they live next to my door, they are in the bookshops, they are in the shops. I want them to live alongside of me in heaven. Therefore, I need to tell them about Lord Jesus Christ.
Two quick questions. Thank you very much for your response. This one says, what are some of the things that can be done to increase relationship between races? Oh, okay, no, that's not the one I wanted to highlight. Sorry, this is the one I was supposed to highlight. We're going to come back to that question, please, so don't forget it. What's the similarities between the Bible and the Quran?
Bible is the inspired word of God written by humans, which has pretty strong historical base. Quran is the word of eternal word of Allah become a book. Everything in the Quran, according to the Muslim tradition, what Allah said. So Quran is actually very, very similar to Lord Jesus Christ. Similarities we have is not much. Both of them are the book. Quran doesn't have that many historical based. Today we don't have the original manuscripts of the Quran as well as archaeological evidence for the Quran versus Bible have strong archaeological evidence and manuscripts for that. Both of the books are actually Bible is there to make Jesus known versus Quran is there to make the will of Allah to be known. Muslims would obey Quran and give very high position to the Quran. They will never underline the Quran. Versus as a Christians, we would question our Bible. We would underline our Bible. So the way we look at the things are very, very different.
Last question on this topic. Let me just pull that up. Yes. What is the first step you would take with challenging your close Muslim friend because religion often feels off limits in the relationship?
When I meet with Muslims, Muslims are the easiest people to talk about religion. Okay, while you are buying a bread, you talk about God. Versus I would struggle to have those conversations with British people when I am walking with my dogs. They don't like talking about God, but Muslims love to talk about religion because they see that's important. With my Muslim friend, I would start with questioning what they believe. I would start with the character of Muhammad as well as the origin of the Quran and the teachings of the Quran. So, like, I don't do that much. Hi, how are you? Because you, I think more, I'm task-oriented. I would think more practical, okay? I've got 2 minutes. Within 2 minutes, there might be earthquake. So, you never know. So, I would question the teachings of Islam, why I believe Islam is false ideology, Quran is false book, and Muhammad is false prophet. And then I would say, oh, respond to that. Or I would say, I'm Christian. I believe Bible is the word of God. I believe Jesus is the Son of God who died on the cross for the sin of mankind. And I believe in Trinitarian God. Do you have any objections? So depend what you want to do. If you want to start talking about your faith, then follow the second one. But if you want to question Islam and bring that to the gospel, practice the first one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
There's still more questions coming in, and please keep them coming in. Please, please, please keep them coming in. We're definitely going to tackle them very soon. But for now, let's give a round of applause to our amazing Artun Tash.